This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we have Lisa Kernan joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. I was reading a little bit about what you're doing. The five words you never thought you'd say. Tell everybody what they are.
I'm running the Boston Marathon.
Now, have you ever run 26.2 miles before?
No, I actually ran my first 5K this September.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I've never run a marathon, but I'm thrilled and excited and honored to be running for the library. That's how passionate I am about it.
You just did your first 5K in September and you're running for
Correct. The
marathon?
Correct.
So,
yes.
I believe in you. I know you're going to kill it, but damn, that's a quick ramp up.
Yeah, I mean, I do love running. I've been doing it for a little while, but just never at a distance like the marathon. And so I was getting sort of more into running, and my coworkers knew that. I actually work at the Boston Public Library Fund, raising money for the library, and we have a charity team, which is wonderful. And so I sort of decided if I'm ever going to do it, it's going to be now. I probably will never run a marathon again, although every time I say that to a marathon runner, they say, oh, never say never. You'll probably do this again. But I can probably confidently say this will be my one and only. But it's just a great opportunity to raise some money for the library.
I mean, you get bragging rights for life with one anyways. You only need one.
That's the hope. You know, people have times they want to finish by and all sorts of goals. My goal is to finish and to not have to walk. Those are my two big goals.
So what is the Boston Public Library Fund? I mean, obviously, I can tell by the name you guys help raise money for the library.
Yeah, so we're the primary philanthropic arm. So yes, that is we're technically a separate nonprofit, but we operate out of the library right in Copley Square. And so everything we raise gets granted over to the library. They are a city entity, so they do have some city funding to cover, you know, the basics, keeping the lights on, you know, the staff employed, which is wonderful, and the capital projects. But we raise money for everything else the library does. So all of the wonderful programs and services. I think a lot of people don't realize everything that happens at the Boston Public Library. So first, starters, we are the library for the Commonwealth, which means anybody in Massachusetts can actually get a Boston Public Library card. You don't need to live in the city of Boston. But one thing we've been able to fund in recent years is actually expanding the digital catalog in a program called Books Unbanned. So people ages 13 to 26 living in states or towns or even at their school where they're facing book bans, they can't get access to books they want to read, they can actually apply for a Boston Public Library card. And so we were able to fund that program, which is really exciting. Since it was launched about 2 years ago, we've had over 8,000 people sign up, so young people across the country that have checked out about 14,000 books. So again, people just, you know, they want to read, they want to access information,
right,
but maybe they live somewhere where books are being banned.
I have a question for you.
I
think you'll be the perfect person to answer this, because I've checked out books digitally through the Boston Public Library before, because you can get certain books there for free that normally you would have to pay for. But sometimes it's hard to get a book, which I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why aren't they And why isn't there an unlimited supply of a digital version of a book?
So it's a great question. It's actually because digital books are more expensive than the physical books. And so that's one thing, too, you know, our funding goes towards is trying to alleviate those wait lists, especially for like a bestseller. You know, if you've ever noticed a bestseller or a, you know, one of Oprah's books comes out, or Reese right. Witherspoon on her book list, people go to check it out and there is an extremely long wait list. And it is because ebooks, you know, the licenses for them are actually more expensive than buying a physical book for the library. And it is, you know, it's becoming really popular for people to read digitally, especially we hear a lot from older adults who can't get in physically to the library right. anymore, or one of their branch libraries. There's 25 branch libraries across the city. They like to check out ebooks. So it is, you know, incredibly popular. And so funds that we raise also go towards that to try to alleviate the wait list on some of those books, but they are costly. And that's why that program Books Unbanned was kind of costly as well.
How's the training been going for your first ever marathon? Because boy, it's been real cold out.
Yeah, it's been cold. So I've been doing a lot of miles on the treadmill. I ran my first ever half marathon distance on a treadmill, which I never thought I would do. I switched treadmills halfway through. They say just to kind of switch to get a different, you know, viewpoint in the gym. So yes, the gym and the treadmills have been my lifeline. I'm not going to say it's harder than I thought it would be, because I know it was going to be hard, but I'm definitely, you know, a lot of little injuries come up that you then kind of have to like nurse and go to physical therapy for, especially when you're kind of a less experienced runner. But it's been really, really rewarding and really great. I never thought I would do this or be able to do this, but
that's awesome.
You know, the classic joke is you run a 5K and then you just add a couple more miles, that becomes a 10K, and then really you're almost to a half marathon. And so you might as well just run a marathon at that point.
If you want to help out Lisa Kernan, who is running for the Boston Public Library as a part of the Boston Public Library Fund, you can text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and we'll text you back to her link. What is your goal for money raising?
So my goal is to raise $10,000.
Oh, that's a lot.
I need a little bit over.
That's a big number.
It is a lot, yeah.
That's a big number.
Yeah, and so we have a team of about 20 runners, and so it really does raise a significant amount for the library, which is incredible. So my goal is $10,000. I need a little over $3,000.
Yeah, I see right now you're at $6,754 with 51 days to go. So if you want to help out Lisa and donate to her Boston Marathon run, again, you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will text you back with a link to where you can donate. And then you're also having an event you're going to do at Old Planters Brewing Company in Beverly. When is that?
Yes, I live up in Beverly, so Old Planters is a local brewery. They're nice enough to let me host a trivia night and book swap. It's on Friday, March 21st at 7 p.m. So you can come, play for prizes, bring a book you want to swap with somebody else. It'll be a great night.
Lisa, you're now officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for coming on. It's good to talk to you.
Okay. Bye.
Good luck on your run.
Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yes, the Kennedy part of the Carson Kennedy Show is back today. We had changed the name of the show to Dan and Friends yesterday.
I love that.
I don't know if it's going to get a sequel. Middling reviews.
I don't hate it.
Dan and no friends. So anyway, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. It's Dirty as Service of FindMassMoney.gov.
It is. That is correct, yes.
Dirty as a service of my good friends at FindMassMoney.gov. So a couple of sad news stories to start this morning. Gene Hackman, the iconic screen actor, has died. He was 95. It is a very strange story. He and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, were found dead in their home in Santa Fe Summit on Wednesday, citing County Sheriff Adam Mendoza, who confirmed to the Santa Fe New Mexican that the couple had passed along with their dog. Mm. He said there was no immediate indication of foul play in the deaths. He did not provide a cause of death or say when the couple might have died. In addition to one of the most staggering filmographies in the business, his writing, his theater, his painting, he's survived by three children, his late ex-wife. And he was asked by GQ back in 2011, long after he'd kind of stepped away from the screen, as to how he would like to be remembered. And he said, as a decent actor, as someone who tried to portray what was given to them in an honest fashion. I don't know beyond that.
What a strange story.
Yeah, I was reading a little
carbon
bit.
Carbon monoxide.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I was reading a little bit about even just their life. So he didn't want to be, like you said, a part of the Hollywood
elite.
He checked
out a long time ago.
They moved to the Arizona area. And
Santa Fe.
Or Santa Fe, excuse me. And it said, so there was a photo of he and his wife from 2004. They had gone out on to a restaurant, right? And they were pictured on the street. And this news article said this was the first photograph of them together since 2003 when he got recognized for some award. So they had not been seen in public in 21 years.
Well, when you check out of Hollywood, people stop caring about you and stop taking your picture. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they were probably living a very normal life in a place where everybody left them alone, and they were just neighbors.
Well, what I read was he was pretty active in the community. He was on like the board of a museum.
Yeah,
he was out, but they weren't out together, which is kind of...
Yeah.
But so we're thinking carbon monoxide poisoning?
With the dog, too, that's what I'd have to say.
Yeah, if there's no foul play involved and the entire house has passed away.
They said no foul play
is expected.
As of right now, they said no foul play expected. As expected. Also, Michelle Trachtenberg, she's an actress. She was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She played Buffy's sister who magically appeared in, like, season 6.
Eurotrip?
She was in Eurotrip. She was in the original Gossip Girl. She was found in her home in New York City yesterday morning. She was only 39 years old. She did undergo a liver transplant within the past year. A lot of speculation about maybe that was the reason.
I guess it was her mom that found her, too. Can you imagine finding your child? Like, that's just got to be brutal.
Tough day yesterday.
Sending love.
Yep,
all right, let's
sure.
talk about the Oscars, something a little more upbeat if we can. It is happening on Sunday. They are listing some new presenters: Harrison Ford, Zoe Saldana, Samuel L. Jackson, Dave Bautista, Gal Gadot, Andrew Garfield, Margaret Qualley. Rachel Zegler will also take the stage to present during the telecast. It, of course, happens this Sunday, 7 o'clock on ABC and Hulu. This new group of presenters joins the previously announced people like Joe Alwyn, Halle Berry, Sterling K. Brown, Penelope Cruz, Willem Dafoe, Ana de Armas, Lily Rose Depp, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Conan O'Brien will be hosting. He reported for duty yesterday. He helped roll out the red carpet. I don't know if he knows that that isn't part of his job, but he did it anyway, and I love it.
What is he, just unrolling it on the ground there in front of the
theater? He was down on his hands and knees with the rest of
the... He's a full-service host.
But he's not union, so it's interesting to me they let him do it. But he is making his Oscars debut as the host after noting at a press conference that he'd never been invited before, that he only is hosting because he'd never been invited before and it was the only way to get in.
I think he's going to be good. I like him.
I hope so. I just feel like everybody hates everybody these days. So let's just enjoy. And super quick, Broadway in Boston announced their Broadway in Boston 25-26 Lexus Broadway in Boston season.
Easy for you to say.
I guess. Sorry, friends. My good friends over there. So here is the season. Mrs. Doubtfire, Suffs, The Outsiders, Some Like It Hot, The Great Gatsby.
Ah, we've been robbed!
Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Twas a drive-by fruiting!
Twas a drive-by fruiting!
And Sound of Music, also backed by popular demand, Kinky Boots, Les Miserables, and Moulin Rouge, the musical.
So Kinky Boots is so good.
Is awesome. I'm
that
super
was
psyched
just
for
a great,
season.
Great show.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a good lineup.
Written by Cyndi Lauper. And that's what I got.
All right, thank you, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy is brought to you by Subaru of New England, and the Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event is here. Find out more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy?
Hi.
Say good morning to Kristen from Haverhill.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Kristen?
Yes. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know how this works? Five trivia questions.
Yes,
you answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,959 wins and only 436 losses. Are you ready?
She's creeping up on 6,000.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I am ready. I hope she doesn't beat me, but if she does, then hopefully that helps her situation and makes her feel better on her first day back.
Question number one. David Beckham's mother-in-law admits that she zoomed in on his latest underwear ad. Which sport does David Beckham play?
David Beckham plays soccer or football in England.
There you go. Question number two. Which popular medical drama follows the lives of doctors at Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital?
That's easy. That's Grey's Anatomy.
Question number three. Who played Lara Croft in the 2001 film Tomb Raider?
Oh, Okay.
Mm.
2001. I don't think it's her, but I'm going to say Angelina Jolie.
Question number four. What is the name of the reality show that helped Cardi B gain fame before her music career took off?
A reality show.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to say American Idol, but I don't think that's right.
Question number five. Phil Collins says he hasn't been making new music because he's been very sick and he's not hungry for it anymore. Which band did he drum and sing lead vocals for?
Wow, today I'm tanking. Phil Collins. I only know him for his Tarzan soundtrack.
All right.
Which he did fantastic.
Yeah, it was very good.
Tarzan soundtrack bumps.
Kennedy back in the studio, please. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kristen got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done. Well
yeah.
Done.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. David Beckham's mother-in-law admits she zoomed in on his latest underwear ad.
Ew.
Yeah, there's some things you can keep to yourself.
What sport does David Beckham play?
Soccer.
Yes. Also, I would have accepted football. Tied at one, question number two. Which popular medical drama follows the lives of doctors at Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital?
Grey's Anatomy.
Tied at two. Who played Lara Croft in the 2001 film Tomb Raider?
Angelina Jolie.
Tied at three. Can you name the reality show that helped Cardi B gain fame before her music career took off?
I cannot.
Mm. Love and Hip Hop New York.
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Tied at three. Question number five. Phil Collins says he hasn't been making new music because he's very sick and he's, quote, not hungry for it anymore. Which band did he drum and sing lead vocals for?
Genesis.
That is it. Genesis was the name of the band. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy's back. All is right in the world. It's right as rain.
Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
All right.
Happy to be your first loss.
4-3, Kennedy with the win. Nice job. Kristen, is there something you'd like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yes, I'm Kristen from Haverhill, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, how you doing over there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You got this.
All right. I'm just going to say this once so I don't ever have to say it again. But, I mean, if you saw, I know you guys talked about it, but the reason I was out the past few days is because Elvis passed away on Sunday night into Monday. It was very sudden. I was not expecting it. He's not been sick or anything. And I got home from Iceland on Saturday night. And my dog walker, Enrique, he's a bit of a night owl. So he brought them back kind of late. And I was already asleep. And he pretty much has run out of my house. So it's fine. And he put, you know, Smokey in her cage. And he sent me a message saying, you know, Elvis just, he didn't eat dinner. And he just wasn't himself. Which is weird because Elvis never doesn't eat.
So in case people don't know, yeah, Smokey is your dad's dog.
That I'm watching.
Yeah, that you're keeping your dad's dog right
just
now.
Just for a little while.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I came downstairs and Elvis was on his like pillow downstairs, which is just weird. And I was like, come on, boy, you want to come upstairs? And sometimes after he comes back, after I've been away and he's been with Enrique, you know, he gets a little more activity with him than he gets with me, you know, because he might go to an extra daycare or two. And he's always a little sore, a little tired. Like, it's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't eat. And that's just weird. So I brought him upstairs. You know, I helped him get up the stairs and into the bed. And I was like, well, let's just rest. That's the best way to recover is rest. So he woke up and he ate and he was pretty much normal and doing okay, but he didn't want to come upstairs. He didn't want to go up the stairs. It was hard for him to walk. So I got him upstairs into the bed and it was time to go to bed. And about, I don't know, 11:30 or 12, I woke up and he was just panting. He couldn't breathe.
Mm.
And so I called the vet and she was like, you should probably come in. And I was like, I can't get him in the car. He can't walk. Can you help me? And she's like, we don't have anybody that can do that. Do you have a neighbor? You can knock on their door. I'm like, I really don't. And Heidi, if you're listening, I know you would, but I couldn't wake you up at midnight. And so I called Enrique because I know he's up late. And he's like, I'm like, I think he's dying. Can you please come? Mm. And he's like, I'll be right there. And so I tried to get Elvis off the bed, and he just, his entire second half of his body wasn't working.
Mm.
And I knew it. And so we just sat in the doorway of my bedroom. I just put him on my lap. And I pet him, and I pet him, and I called Mr. X, who happened to be awake. And we both just talked to him and told him it was okay and that we loved him. And it was okay to go. Mm-hmm. And then he took three breaths, and that was it, and he was gone. And it was so hard and so impossible and something no one should ever have to see, because it's one thing when you go to the vet and they give him a nice shot, you know, mm-hmm. and they get to go to sleep, but this wasn't that. And I just hope he wasn't scared, and I hope he felt me there, and he felt Mr. X there, and then...
He knew you were there.
So then I had to get up because Enrique came so fast, he forgot his keys, and so I went down... I had to clean up Elvis because it was very much a mess.
Right.
And, I said he's upstairs, and Enrique went upstairs and carried him downstairs, and we put him in the back of the car in his little pillow. And then Enrique said goodbye, which was so hard to watch because he loved that dog. He's my family. Enrique's my family.
Yeah.
And we took him. I took him to the vet, and I want to just thank VCA Weymouth for being so kind at 1 o'clock in the morning and being so gentle with him, even though he was gone.
Right.
And they got him, and they took him away. And then you. And then you have to sit there, and you gotta like pick out a box to put him in. And I just, it was like 1:30 in the morning, and I didn't know what I was doing. I probably shouldn't have driven.
Mm.
And I really wanted a drink, but I don't have any alcohol in my house. And it was awful. And I got home, and I woke up the next morning, and I'm like, okay, maybe it didn't happen. Maybe it didn't happen, but it. So I haven't really been able to move. I haven't been able to think. I haven't been able to do much. I still think I'm going to wake up, and it's a joke. And he'll I haven't left my house. This is the first day I'm going to have to go home, and he won't be there at the door. And
I was sharing with somebody about how you said to me that you felt like he waited.
Oh, he had to have waited. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I hadn't been home 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he did, which means he was like living through some pain just for me. But I'm grateful. I mean, if this had happened when I wasn't there, I don't know that I ever could have gotten over it. But if it had, knowing Enrique was there, you know what I mean?
Right.
If it had to have happened, you know, but it was just.
We're trying to remember. So it was Elvis 13?
He was 13 in January. A good long life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, if
he was well loved.
If you're a dog in my house, you live well. And he touched so many lives because, mm-hmm. he met so many people. You know, we went to nursing homes. We did lots of stuff. And he helped foster puppies. He helped. But he literally did. You know, I made jokes about this, that he saved my life every day. But he absolutely did save my, mm-hmm. life every single day. And I don't know. I just don't know what to do without him. Mm-hmm. I really don't. It's hard. It's so hard. He's everywhere, you know? He's everywhere in that house. There's dog hair everywhere in that house, and I shouldn't have to pick up dog hair if a dog isn't involved.
Yeah, he's a shedder, that one.
He's on your sweatshirt right now.
Yeah, so Lana made me this, and I just thought I would wear it today. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring anybody down, guys. I really don't. But
it's okay. It's part of your life.
But I know that Elvis was so much a part of my life. He was the most stable man in it for as long as he was alive. And, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do next.
It's so hard. It's losing a family member. It's losing a part of you. It's losing unconditional love.
And I've lost, you know, I've been through this before, certainly. But this one is just different because... Like when Elwood passed, we were moving here. I was very busy.
Yeah, I was trying to remember kind
it
of
was
that.
It was a month
so
before 2008. It was a month before we left. So I was busy. There was a lot going on, and he had not been well. But Elvis had not been well. This just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Lana asked me that too, and I remember you saying a little while back, like he's getting older.
He's getting older.
You could tell that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
he wasn't sick.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it was, and I don't want to know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case they're like, well, you could have, but I don't think I could have.
No. I hope you take solace in the fact that he felt the love that most people don't get to experience, mm-hmm. living with you every day. and that he waited for you because he loved you and he had comfort in those final moments because of you.
I hope so. No. He just looks so scared and I just don't... I can't get that part out of my head. That's the hardest part. I sat there last night and it was all I could think of was that moment, those moments. Yeah. And I'm like, you can't do this anymore. You gotta let it go.
It's so hard not to replay it. I've been there.
I just need that magical thing they did in that Jim Carrey movie. Just erase it.
Right. Like Men in Black just hit you with
Oh, that'd be good too. Either way, I'll take them both. But in any event, and I just want to thank everybody who sent me messages. I still can't look at the post yet. I still can't.
Has it been having Smokey there? Has that helped at all? Or is it just to have at least another dog?
I think it just kept me busy. I have to feed her. I have to let her out. But she's such a different dog.
She's a different breed, yeah.
And I think I'm a little mad at her that she doesn't notice that he's not there.
right.
But sure. I mean, it's nice that the house isn't just completely empty. Silent and empty, right, which is great. So, but no, man.
He's chasing rabbits in the good place.
He's chasing rabbits with all the good boys and girls who are there now. So, anyway.
Well, we're going to cheer you up. We have
Please
something.
Please do. God, help me.
We're going to try to make you laugh.
I wish you would.
We have something planned for you coming up here in just a few minutes.
Good.
While you were out, the show was so much better. And we.
Yeah, that's it. That's one way to spin it.
Oh, is it the Carson and Dan show?
Yeah. Were you gone for 3 days? Felt like 60.
And we have the audio to prove how much better the show was while you're gone.
Oh, thank you. I needed this. Thank you, boys.
We're going to have the top 3 moments. Or it might be the top 23 moments.
I pulled
moments.
About 40. Well, spoiled for choice.
Right. All right. Well, we love you.
Thank you. I know. Thanks. And thanks for giving me the time because I just couldn't do it.
Whatever you need. We love you.
All right. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Hang on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And just quickly, thank you to everybody that has sent a message into Kennedy, whether it was on Facebook or Instagram or you called or text into the studio. There have literally been thousands of messages, and obviously we can't get to all of them, but know that Kennedy is deeply appreciative of all the kind words.
I am very much. Thank you, guys.
And we're going to do now what we try and do every day on the show is maybe help you forget what's going on in your life for just a few minutes.
Please do. Let's go.
So we're calling this segment, The Show Is Better When You're Not Here.
Okay.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app.
That's funny all by itself, but you do you.
We have so many data points to prove it, Kennedy.
So while you're out, we still play Can't Be Kennedy. We play Can't Conquer Carson.
Right.
Which has a spectacular, open for it.
Yes.
And it's just an adventure when I'm playing the game because I just, I don't know how to explain it, Kennedy, but you're good at this game and I am not.
Lizzo posted a teaser for her new single, Love in Real Life. It's going to drop on Friday. Lizzo has had 2 songs reach number 1 in the country. Mm-hmm. Can you name them both?
Okay. I'm going to say Truth Hurts is one of them.
You're halfway there, as Bon Jovi once said.
Truth Hurts and it's not... Yeah, no, it's not juice. It's not juice. Juice.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You want to lock it in?
Yeah.
You want to phone a friend, maybe Kennedy? She probably knows.
Just hit the buzzer.
Truth Hurts?
No, Truth Hurts is one of them.
Yeah. What was the other one?
About Damn Time.
About Damn Time. Yes. this one I had a problem with a soccer player. He's only the most famous soccer player in the world, Kennedy.
Question number 5. Which country is Lionel Messi from? You said Portugal.
Yeah. Brazil. Spain. France. United States of America. Canada. Mexico. Finland.
New Jersey.
Argentina.
Oh, man.
I was so close.
My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown. I can't conquer JC or Charlie or the whole crew.
Lost a couple bucks while you were gone.
Yeah, that's okay. It happens.
All right, let's move on from Can't Be Kennedy, which I do while you're gone.
Okay.
Also, I take care of the traffic while you're gone, Kennedy.
Oh, yes, you are quite good at that. So no, whatever.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app. Well, let me get you some traffic.
Okay.
I lost my map.
That's 7 a.m. in Boston. There's traffic everywhere.
Well, and the map is wrong, too. It has the wrong names, the things, which is great help.
What map gives you the wrong things?
Oh, I found out yesterday that whatever exit number it was saying on the map that I use is not...
Those are old exit numbers.
Yeah, great. Yes, I learned that yesterday.
Yeah, that particular map still hasn't updated and those numbers were changed.
Right, yeah.
Five years ago?
It's been pre-pandemic, yeah. I think, is when they... Or around the pandemic is when they...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my traffic gets better with time, though, Kennedy.
Oh, go ahead.
Somebody said, can I request I'm Not Okay by Jelly Roll?
Oh, whoa, I'm sorry. Which
no,
one
this is... We just broke the studio.
Oh, that's right. So after all the issues with the traffic, we are getting ready to go to LaToya Edwards from NBC 10 Boston, and then this happens.
Somebody said, can I request I'm Not Okay by Jelly Roll and send that out to Carson?
Absolutely. We'll do that next. Joining us now from NBC 10 Boston is LaToya Edwards. Good morning, LaToya.
Good morning. Carson, do you need a hug?
I do need a hug. Dan, come here.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here he comes. Oh, Dan gives good hugs, too. Hold on, stand by. Good stand-up hug. You know what is the best? Thank you, Dan. I appreciated that. You know, oh, I just broke something. You know what's
see, that's what happens when I get up and hug. We just broke everything in the studio.
Oh, my God.
We're not doing good.
What was that, dude?
I don't know. I knocked some equipment over.
Everything broke.
Did you break stuff? Like it didn't work?
Or? No. I was able to put it all back together.
Thankfully, it was things you didn't need.
But you know what? I cheered everybody up.
That sound was frightening.
I cheered everybody up when I dropped a really good dad joke. Dan, did you know Teddy swims?
Do I know him? I've met him. He's a lovely man.
No, it was a dad joke.
Oh.
Teddy swims?
Yeah. I get it.
It's been a long morning, Dan. We'll get there. Add this to the list of things that have fallen apart while Kennedy's not here.
I mean, you make terrible jokes when Kennedy's here, too.
Yeah.
So, if anything, you're keeping the status quo. Kennedy, did you know Teddy swims?
I feel like that joke was missing the beginning part of it.
Well, sometimes things fall apart.
They do fall apart. I hate it when they fall apart, Dan.
The whole show fell apart for 3 days.
Like I said, the show was better when you weren't here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England and their Washington's birthday sales event. It lasts all month long. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ellen from Lowell.
Hi, Ellen.
Lowell. Hi. Lowell. Good morning.
Is it snowing in Lowell this morning?
Lowell. It was,
yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Nobody needs that.
Nobody wants it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio and good luck?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So, Ellen, you know how this works. 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, and you're going to win yourself the $100 if you tie Kennedy. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. She's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
Millie Bobby Brown has been serving up some platinum blonde looks, and people think she's zeroing in on the lead role in the upcoming Britney Spears biopic. No one has been cast in that role yet. Which character brought Millie Bobby Brown to fame?
11 on Stranger Things.
The bodysuit and knee-high boots this pop star wore in her Hot to Go music video just sold for $88,000 at an auction to benefit the L.A. wildfire relief effort. Which pop star sings Hot to Go?
Chapel Roan.
Chili from TLC turns 54 today in one of TLC's biggest songs. They tell you, don't go chasing waterfalls, but what do you do instead?
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Vice.com says the Mount Rushmore of grunge music is Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, and Alice in Chains. Which state is the actual Mount Rushmore in?
North Dakota.
And question number 5 today is National Pokemon Day. Name the 3 options for starter Pokemon in the original game. Oh, that's tough, Dan. That's brutal.
It shouldn't be tough.
That is tough.
What was it again?
Today's National Pokemon Day. Name the three options for starter Pokemon in the original game.
Oh my God.
Yeah, nobody's going to know that.
I do know this.
Oh, okay.
If you caught them all, you would know this.
I think it was Pikachu. Oh my God. I had a kid that played, I'm a nanny, so I had a kid that played this. I think it was, oh my God.
No, you're not. I don't think you're going to get there. I don't think you're going to get there. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
How old are the kids that you nanny?
The family I'm with right now, they're 4 and 6.
So is there a lot of, what's that show that we...
I feel like 4-year-olds like Paw Patrol and Bluey.
Bluey. Bluey's the one.
Very much. Bluey's very popular, yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Ellen from Lowell.
Lowell.
Got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are hard.
Yeah.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown has been serving up some platinum blonde looks, and people think she's zeroing in on the lead role in the upcoming Britney Spears biopic. No one has been cast in the role yet.
Yeah.
Which character brought Millie Bobby Brown to fame?
11.
Tied to 1. Question number 2. The bodysuit and knee-high boots this pop star wore in her Hot to Go music video just sold for $88,000 at an auction to benefit the LA wildfire relief efforts. Which pop star sings Hot to Go?
Chapel Roan.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
You can take me hot to go.
Go ahead, Dan.
Tied to 2. Question number 3. Chili from TLC turns 54 today. In one of TLC's biggest songs, they tell you don't go chasing waterfalls, but to do what instead?
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Vice.com says the Mount Rushmore of grunge music is Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, and Alice in Chains. Which state is the actual Mount Rushmore in?
Is it in North Dakota or South Dakota? South Dakota.
Do we need 2 Dakotas? Why can't there just be 1 Dakota?
Because they're gigantic.
Mm.
I mean, gigantic. I mean, like, they're as big as the East Coast, gigantic.
I dated a girl for a hot minute when I was in the Army, and Trina was her name. And I remember we went out, and she handed her ID to the guy at the door. And from South Dakota, and it had Mount Rushmore. And it's like, why is Mount Rushmore on your driver's license? She's like, because that's where it is. And it's like, oh.
Hey-o.
Because we ain't got much else.
I had no idea. 4-3, question number 5. Today is National Pokemon Day, Kennedy.
Nope, I'm out.
Name the 3 options for starter Pokemon in the original game.
For what? For starter Pokemon?
The Pokemon you can start the game with.
Okay, so regular Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Supersize Pokemon.
Mm.
And Gigantor Pokemon.
Well thought out.
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur, excuse me. Charmander and Squirtle.
Mm-hmm.
Squirtle is just such a funny name.
Yeah, it really is a good
name. See, a lot of people like Charmander. He's a sexy pick. Chick stick fire types. But the reliability of Bulbasaur cannot be matched.
All right. Good to know.
I want to be the very best that no one ever was. Burner. Happy Pokemon Day, everybody.
Yay!
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I'll keep going if you're just going to hang here. I will travel across the land.
All right.
Far and wide. Burner. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Oh, that felt good.
4-3 is the final
Everybody
score.
In their car like
Kennedy
that. 100%.
Gets the win.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
Ellen, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I would like to say, Kennedy, I'm so sorry about Elvis.
Oh. Thank you, friend.
He would do, he was loved. He was loved. And I'm Ellen from Lowell, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Lowell.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And Kennedy's back. It's good to have you back, Kennedy.
Hello.
It's Carson Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Obviously, you know, we understand. It's a little sad. We appreciate you coming in.
I probably never would have gotten out of bed
forever. Right. But I knew coming here would be helpful after. It's always helpful. And, you know, I appreciate you. My brothers.
Of course,
picking
of course.
Up the slack when I was gone. I couldn't. I would have been no help to you.
Well, we did something with the slack when you were gone. Yeah. I don't know if we picked it up.
So, if you missed the news, Kennedy's dog Elvis passed away on Sunday. She talked about that. We're not going to go into that right now. It'll be up in the podcast later today on the Odyssey app. Just search for Carson Kennedy. You can hear all of that. But we thought we'd cheer you up with some laughs here this morning, Kennedy, because when you're gone, the show is so much better. It is
sure.
a much better show.
I hear that a lot.
You've been weighing us down for years. We can fly free.
And it starts with Can't Be Kennedy. We play Can't Conquer Carson. And I think Sal might actually remove you from the game after what's happened this week. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Donnie Wahlberg will return as his Blue Bloods character for a spinoff series called Boston Blue. It'll premiere sometime next year on CBS. Mm-hmm. Who is Donnie married to?
He is married to... Oh, my God. I'm just drawing a blank right now. Hang on. Give me a second. I had her poster up on my wall, I think, at one point in my life.
Well, then this should be easy.
I know. He was in studio and he called her.
He FaceTimed her.
He FaceTimed her while we were sitting here. She's sitting sidelined with him at the Celtics games all the time.
Are you joking?
I need you to stop stalling.
Don't tell me how to live.
I'm going to need you to stop stalling.
Can I get a hint?
She's married to Donnie Wahlberg. That's the hint.
Beautiful. Smart.
Answer.
Funny. Just
answer.
Everything to love in a human being. And her name is... Oh, I was about to get it.
2-1 going to question
three. Wait, I didn't get the answer. What was it?
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy!
Tip of his tongue.
What was that sound I made at the end there? Did you hear that?
So, I understand there are times when you know the answer, but it just disappears from your head and it's right there and you can't get it. And when you hear it, it makes you feel some kind of way.
The answer, what was it?
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy!
That's not the reaction she probably wants when people say her name.
And then, while you're gone, not only do I play Can't Conquer Carson, but I do traffic. And I just
feel like you should not do traffic.
I think it's so much better when I do traffic,
Kennedy.
I think
you should just read the sponsor and move on with your day.
I want to apologize. I guess when I was doing traffic, I said Harrison Boulevard was exit 19, which is what it says on my map. But I guess now it's not exit 19 anymore. I don't know what to tell you. I'm reading a map from the state of Massachusetts. So blame the Commonwealth, not me. I don't know what to say.
The sheer exasperation.
I just spent the past 5 minutes doing a deep dive on this stupid map from the Commonwealth, which apparently is completely wrong. So anyway, there's traffic, guys. Sorry about that.
But you said Harrison Boulevard.
Yeah, I did say Harrison Boulevard.
Guys, give him a break. I can't believe I just said that, but... You know where Harrison Boulevard is. It'll be okay. We're going to get through it.
We are a rudderless ship without you.
Oh, it's all fine. What are you talking about? It's all good. All right. And then Kennedy.
What happened then?
And then Kennedy.
What happened now?
The hug that broke everything. This one you've heard. This was just having all sorts of issues.
I still don't understand what happened. But let's hear it again.
Yes, this is while we're doing the news with LaToya Edwards from NBC 10 Boston.
Somebody said, can I request I'm Not Okay by Jelly Roll and send that out to Carson?
Absolutely, we'll do that next. Joining Sal from NBC 10 Boston is LaToya Edwards. Good morning, LaToya.
Good morning. Carson, do you need a hug?
I do need a hug. Dan, come here.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here he comes. Oh, Dan gives good hugs, too. Hold on, stand by. Good stand-up hug. You know what is the best? Thank you, Dan. I appreciated that. You know, I just broke something. You know what's the... Oh,
see, that's what happens when I get up and hug. we just broke everything in the studio. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We're not doing good. That was four separate crashes.
Sal
came, I've heard that twice, and it keeps sounding worse.
Sal came in yesterday after the show. He's like, what did you break? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like, everything in here is expensive. What are you doing?
And I'll try not to take any more time off, guys. I'll do my best.
Do you want to hear the Teddy Swims joke one more time?
Yes.
Dan, did you know Teddy Swims?
Do I know him? I've met him. He's a lovely man.
No, it was a dad joke.
Oh.
Teddy Swims?
Yeah, I get it.
It's been a long morning, Dan. We'll get there. Add this to the list of things that have fallen apart while Kennedy's not here.
I mean, you make terrible jokes when Kennedy's here, too.
Yeah.
So, if anything, you're keeping the status quo. Things fall apart.
Everything falled apart. Oh, I think I found the parody.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Just came to my head. I'm sorry.
The crash in the studio is my favorite.
Like I said, whenever you want to take some time off, Kennedy, you go right ahead. The show is so much better when you're not here.
Yeah, that's why Sal texts me every day. I'm gone.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England and their Washington's birthday sales event. You can find out more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Sam from Salem.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also in the car is your daughter, Abby.
Abby is in the car, too. Can you say hi, Abby?
Yeah, I don't blame you. I feel that. I feel that today.
We've met you before at 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Me and Abby and my sister have done it twice now.
Oh,
we love that.
Thank you so much.
At the North Shore Mall. Yeah.
All right. Well, we will see you in December.
Absolutely.
Today.
Will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay, Kenny, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, so.
All right, so you understand how this works. There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she's now gone into that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
We are ready.
All right. We are ready.
Thank you.
You sound ready, Abby.
Question number 1. Shaboozy now has the longest number 1 streak for a solo artist since the Hot Country Songs chart began in 1958. His song has spent 35 weeks at number 1. Name the song.
Bar Song Tipsy.
Bar Song Tipsy.
You're both right.
Jenny, J-Wow Farley turns 39 today. How did J-Wow become famous?
She was on the Jersey Shore.
An Ozzy Osbourne documentary called No Escape From Now will debut on Paramount Plus later this year. It'll be about Ozzy dealing with his health issues as he prepares for his final concert. Throughout his career, Ozzy has been known as the Prince of what?
Darkness.
Peacock has set an April 17th premiere date for season 5 of Law & Order Organized Crime. The streaming service is named Peacock after what?
The Peacock Tale.
A Peacock Tale.
Can you be more specific?
Yeah, it's the logo is of a tail.
What logo?
Yeah. The logo is a tail.
Oh, the Peacock logo is a different color.
I know, but what
tail.
Is it a logo for?
For the TV? Abby.
I love Abby. She's like throwing a wrench in all of this.
I understand. So the Peacock logo, it's the app. It's,
what company has the logo?
Peacock NBC.
Question number 5. Billie Eilish says she's getting back in the studio this year. Billie won an Oscar last year when her song, What Was I Made For, won for Best Original Song. Which movie is that song in?
Barbie.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Wow. Abby is very talkative for 4. That's great.
It's all day, every day.
Isn't that when you start knowing all your words? You just repeat.
Yeah. It's like there's a little echo in the car.
Yeah.
Lana's mom always said that's what Lana was like when she was a kid. Sure. Like, just always.
Apparently, I was the same way, so that's what I get.
I hope I get the same way.
That's my girl. Let
them
know.
Sam and Abby got 5 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh. Well done.
Technically, they should get 10 because they both got them all right.
Not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Kennedy, are you ready?
I am.
Shaboozy now has the longest number one streak for a solo artist since the Hot Country Song Chart began in 1958. His song has now spent 35 weeks at number one. Name the song.
A bar song. Tipsy.
Jenny J. Wow Farley turns 39 today. How did she become famous?
The Jersey on the show, Jersey on the TV show Jersey Shore. Jeez.
Question number three. An Ozzy Osbourne documentary called No Escape From Now will debut on Paramount Plus later this year. It'll be about Ozzy dealing with his health issues as he prepares for his final concert. Throughout his career, Ozzy has been known as the Prince of what?
Darkness.
Peacock has set an April 17th premiere date for season 5 of Law & Order Organized Crime. The streaming service is named Peacock after what?
The peacock that's on the NBC logo?
Question number 5. Billie Eilish says she's getting back into the studio this year. Billie won an Oscar last year when her song What Was I Made For won for Best Original Song. Which movie was that song in?
Barbie.
All right. Question number 1, you said a bar song, Tipsy. That is correct. Question number 2, you said the Jersey Shore. Yes. Question number 3, the Prince of Darkness. Question number 4, the NBC logo was correct. And question number 5, yes, it is the Barbie movie. 5-5 is the final score.
Well done.
That was really good. And with a 5-5 tie, we are giving you the $100.
Yay!
Hey.
Yay!
Can you ask Abby to say hashtag suck it Sal?
No, no.
Can you say hashtag suck it Sal?
Hashtag suck it Sal.
Somebody else texted in. We should get Carson, we should get Abby to announce your name for the callback for Can't Conquer Carson.
Can't Conquer Carson. Yeah, get Abby to say Carson real quick out loud. Have her yell it out on the count of 3.
Can you just yell Carson real quick?
Passion.
Oh,
real quick.
Real quick.
That's, yeah, we're going to cut that and use that for the future.
There it is. All right, so you got the $100, but you don't get the win. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Sam and Abby from Salem, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
And the spicy clam pizza will change your life.
Just saying.
Katie Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England and their Washington's birthday sales event. It is here. Check out SubaruofNewEngland.com. Forgot to write down my name there. Let's see. Who do we have here? Jonathan is from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Hi. With,
saw some snow up there this morning, huh?
Yeah, it's now a little rain, so it's not terrible. So hopefully by the afternoon, it'll be all washed away.
All right, good deal. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Jonathan?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, Jonathan, you know the deal. 5 trivia questions are all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000.
That's the goal, man.
I just like saying it. Say it, damn.
$1,000.
$1,000. All right, Kennedy's gone into that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening right now. Question number 1. A planned auction of O.J. Simpson's belongings could include the Bible given to him after his arrest by his famous attorney. The attorney's daughters ended up becoming huge stars as well. Who was the attorney?
Robert Kardashian.
Which rapper is often referred to as Slim Shady?
Eminem.
Can you tell me which actress played both lead roles of twin sisters in the 1998 remake of The Parent Trap?
That's Lindsay Lohan.
I legit thought they were twins when I was 9 and that movie came out. I was like, there's only one of her? How is she doing both? She can't be in two places.
I'm so happy to hear that. Oh, movie magic, Dan. Question number 4. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton is celebrating a birthday. Fast fact. Her Secret Service code name was Energy. Is Chelsea Clinton in her 30s, 40s, or 50s?
Chelsea is in her 40s.
And question number 5, can you tell me the name of the high school in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh my gosh.
I guess that's a no.
No, trust me, I watched the whole thing with my ex. It's not coming to me.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I appreciate you being honest and not trying to look it up on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, of course not. I didn't even get the cheat sheet. This was all raw.
Oh, wow, that's great.
He's out here raw dogging the game.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Jonathan got 4 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
Jonathan is a baker in Market Basket and has already finished work for today.
Do you, buddy?
Well, your shift's already over. Your schedule's crazier than ours.
You got to go in early, right? 2-3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Thursday, I'm in for 1 a.m.
What's
the 9:30 today.
What's the best-selling baked good at Market Basket?
Got to be our Parisian bread. That bread out of the oven gets everybody wiling.
Okay.
I love when your bread gets everybody wiling.
Put that on a poster.
All right, Kennedy, are you ready?
Yep.
These are tough. This is $1,000 on the line for Jonathan.
Okay.
Did I tell you got 4 out of 5?
You did.
It's pretty good, right?
It's incredible.
Did he tell you it's $1,000 on the line?
Oh, my God, guys. Come on.
It's a lot of dough.
That'll get you wiling.
A planned auction of O.J. Simpson's belongings could include the Bible given to him after his arrest by his famous attorney. The attorney's daughters ended up becoming huge stars as well. Who was the attorney?
Kardashian.
Gonna need a first name, please.
Gosh, how am I forgetting his name?
It's been a long time.
Robert Kardashian? I'm gonna go with that.
Question number 2. It is Robert Kardashian. Can you tell me which rapper is often referred to as Slim Shady?
Eminem.
I blew my son's mind the other day when I told him that Eminem stood for Marshall Mathers. Was not expecting to see that. Question number 3. Which actress played both the lead roles of twin sisters in the 1998 remake of The Parent Trap?
Lindsay Lohan.
Was Lindsay Lohan. Tied at 3. Question number 4. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton celebrating a birthday today. Fast fact. Her Secret Service code name? Energy.
Huh.
Is she in her 30s, 40s, or 50s?
Oh my gosh. All right, so she was a teenager when he was... I was in college, so... What are my choices?
Carry the 7.
30s, 40s?
Or 50s.
30s. 40s, isn't it?
45, as a matter of fact. It is now 4-3 for Jonathan. Going to the final question.
Oh, it just got interesting.
Sal's here too today, by the way.
I'm well aware.
Sal!
He's not going to come here and give me crap. Not today, friend. Sorry, it's not happening. Not today. Even if I lose, not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
That's fair.
You might get it passed today. Question number 5. Kennedy, what is the name of the high school in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Sunnyvale or Sunnydale? Sunnyvale High? Sunnydale.
Oh, my
God!
Wow!
That was a $1,000 consonant.
That's a $1,000 V. Oh, my God. Jonathan, are you still there?
I am still there. I was silently screaming because literally I could not believe that happened. Oh, my gosh.
It happened.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. No way.
There's a lot of dough. Sorry.
And can you believe I remembered Sunnydale after the fact?
Did you?
I just can't believe that I lost on a Buffy question, but here we are, and it's okay.
Nah, that's all right, Kennedy. That is okay. It is all good. Well, congratulations to you, Jonathan. You just won yourself $1,000 with Can't Beat Kennedy. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Jonathan the Baker?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Jonathan.
Oh, my God.
That's the appropriate response.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.